The Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, S.R. Perot. They were here earlier. They stayed here during the last few moments because there's still beers to be cracked. Where do we go next? I see a can that I saw at the Hops and Hoods Beer Festival first time.
There's a good chance you probably don't remember much after this.
No, I don't.
I remember that one.
I know that. Go and tell everybody what it is first. I'll tell you. Right.
It's from Tampa Bay Brewing Company, and it's their Moose Killer. Mm. It's an American barley wine style ale.
So an old school style. You don't see too many barley wines out there anymore.
Okay.
But definitely not in 16-ounce cans. They're typically in those bottles with a corked and gauged.
Yes.
This is one of their old school beers as well.
And while we were being bullied by Jeremy from the Tampa Bay Brewing Company to chug one of these.
Correct.
Or to shotgun one. And I declined. It was because of the number that's on that can.
Yeah.
What is that number?
A 10% ABV.
10% ABV.
Yeah. It's not messing around.
Yeah. I mean, you can take NyQuil and it'll have less of an effect than this. This is impressive.
At 10%, can you guess why it's called Moose Killer?
I'm going to guess it's a moose tranquilizer.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
You drink enough and you can kill a moose. Ooh,
that'd be the danger element is that this does not feel like you're pouring 10% in.
No.
And then before you know it, there's a dead moose beside you.
So it's kind of like malty.
Right.
Kind of malty, but it kind of has what is it? To me, it's like kind of oaky finish or something in my mouth. It's warming.
Yeah. So you're going to get some malt, kind of like a biscuity flavor.
Okay.
And then it'll kind of move on to those toffee and raisin and a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of those three flavors and then kind of finish up with your hot bitterness.
To say something is drinkable, to me, it means that you don't have to fight through it.
You're not chewing it and you're not wincing every time you take a sip. Even, you know, there are beers out there that I absolutely love, but every sip I'm going, oh boy.
Yeah, it's work.
Right.
This is not work. And this, because it's a barley wine, that makes it kind of a seasonal, or is it more just the
10%? The reason it's a seasonal is that this beer was created by Tampa Bay Moose Killer was at least.
Yeah.
Back in 95.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh,
so it was a big staple for them back in the day. And then it kind of, you know, like I said, the style kind of faded out a little bit. So they put it on the back burner and... Typically, this time of year, they used to release seasonal migration. I don't know if you recall that beer.
Absolutely. Yes. It does sound familiar.
Yeah, it was a red IPA.
I prefer this.
But they wanted to kind of go back to that old school, bring some stuff that people knew and loved and were starting to ask about. And speaking of the can art today, this is one of my favorites that I've ever seen on a can.
I know, right?
Amelia, give us a little word picture, if you will, of that can.
Well, when you look at it head on... I mean, Moose Killer, it looks like the cover of a movie. Right. You can see the white Christmas trees in the background, kind of like you're going to go down a ski slope. Mm-hmm. You turn the can slightly to the left. You see an angry moose, very fierce-looking eyes. I mean, he is ready to fight. He's got horns on the top.
Beers and bows.
It's like it's like he remembers the one time when I accidentally ran over one of his cousins in Idaho.
Oh
my God.
He's out for revenge. Oh, that's what the can looks like.
That's good, though.
Okay.
Amelia can no longer drive
a moose.
Idaho, by the
way. Great,
seeking revenge.
He looks like he's seeking revenge.
It definitely tastes much better than revenge tastes, I think. I would imagine. And then you have a beer in a bottle next, don't you?
Yeah, we got our friends from New Holland.
Okay.
New Holland.
New Holland. Now they know how to bring a holiday gift to your mouth.
Yeah. Pretty much all their so this is Dragon's Milk.
Okay.
Their entire Dragon's Milk line are those bourbon barrel-aged beers.
Okay.
This is another one of those, but it's one of their special reserve. It's salted caramel.
Oh!
Salted caramel. Get ready for salted caramel.
So I'm not a sweets guy, but salted caramel, now I'm a sweets guy.
It's right up my alley.
Yeah, when you start chucking some sodium in with my sweets, now you got me. I'll eat a chocolate or drink it.
So this is 11% as well.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, so we're not messing around with APKs today.
Woo. Oh, that one makes my eyes close.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Woo. Tasty. Oh. I love caramel salt.
Different.
Caramel.
Well, different from the Tampa Bay brew. You can tell there's some alcohol in
this. Yeah. I think that's kind of the intention there. Oof. I mean, New Holland makes a fantastic product, but everybody knows if you're looking for a high ABV beer,
this is the way to go.
It's Dragon's Milk. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's still super smooth.
Well, look how black it is. I mean, I do need to change my oil.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Right.
I don't know if this will work, but it sure is dark enough.
That's true. Yeah. Get a wrench and get in there.
We get a little bit of sweetness from the caramel, a little bit of tiny hint of saltiness, nothing overbearing. You know, every time they do these reserve series, they nail it every single time.
properly tooled for the holidays. Obviously, right. If you want to find this, you better go chase it down right now. Obviously, srparad.com/beerfinder, a place to do it. And then, of course, your Total Wines and More, right?
Absolutely. I love the Milk of the Dragon. And when the Milk of the Dragon also has had regurgitated salted caramel frappuccinos from Starbucks, even better.
You know what? It's making me want to go home, take all the holiday chocolates I have, and just cover them with salt.
Okay.
Is that weird? That's weird, right?
No, not at all.
You know, I've never tried that before. Well, I'm going to do the same thing.
Today's the day, buddy.
I'm doing it.
It's a way to kick into the weekend right here. Just get some salt out and go off. You know, I'm trying to match up with this beer. Actually, I'll just drink this beer instead. It'd be a lot less work. I don't have to buy salt.
I might have a holiday surprise if we have time.
What'd you say? What?
Well, we can always squeeze some extra time, Josh.
Okay.
I got a surprise. Hand.
A surprise. Ooh. Let's see. Oh, Josh is going
down there.
He's going off.
I thought you said you were sitting down.
Whoa. Here we go. Holiday surprise.
Oh.
Whoa. Look out.
This is only in the market and draft. It's not in can.
All right.
But it is one of my favorite wintertime beers by Central 28, actually.
Oh, really?
It's their El Bulli.
What is that?
So it's their tiramisu inspired imperial stout.
Never had this.
Oh, my God.
Never had this.
Gosh, so I've never heard that combination.
Exactly.
Right?
So before I even was in the beer industry, my wife and I would go up to Central 28, wait in line to purchase this beer on Black Friday.
Really?
I'm 100% serious. It's not a joke. We'd go up there and we'd buy it. They had a Max. It used to be in the big bomber bottles.
Right.
we would stand in line and buy the maximum of four and give them out as gifts.
Okay.
They have since switched over to 4-pack 12-ounce cans, which is fantastic because you don't have to finish the whole bottle. Because you want to savor that experience. One of my favorite beers on the planet.
Oh, my gosh. It's as if we were trying
a
special elixir.
I don't know what to do.
I believe the ABV is up there as well. maybe over 11%.
Okay.
Nope, 9.7.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Right.
Okay. Oh, a well-controlled 9.7 compared to what?
But if you smell it, yes, definitely get some coffee notes.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, gosh. It's like coffee syrup.
Wow.
That's got a... Hot right to your taste buds.
I think it's great. Fantastic
oh
beer.
Oh, my gosh.
Every year, they come out with it. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for the draft. Very, very limited.
Wow.
So you'll definitely have to check out the website.
srparot.com/beerfinder, you mean?
Yes. Good.
Wow.
That like is... Dude, no package out there, so but good. I wanted to bring it up because I love this beer.
So, wow, what a beautiful holiday gift. All right, well, srparot.com/beerfinder. If you want to track down any of these grape brews that we tried today, or you can just fax us. We'll let you know where to find them. So maybe Steve will go shopping with you. Thank you for these holiday cheer moments. We appreciate you. We love you. And don't forget, look for this video, right? We're going to post a video coming soon to 957thehog.com. Get it. Cheers.
Cheers.